This is Chuck Rust, Commissioner of the IVC. For the best area high school sports coverage, listen to WTUZ Big Z Sports.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Winter Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, the band back together. If you want to participate in the show tonight, don't forget about our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports, where we're on Facebook Live as we speak, brought to you by Speedy Septic. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports. And, of course, the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. It's now that time in the show. We got our high school sports report with Chris Kale following a interview with Matt Ball from New Philadelphia.
Chris? All right. High school sports report. Boys basketball from Tuesday. The Indian Valley Braves remain undefeated after picking up a hard-fought IBC win over Ridgewood, 65-59. Braden Rossad tallied 17 points. Cade Williams added 12. As the Braves push their mark to 14-0, 9-0 in conference. Chase Griffith led the Generals in all scores with 23. The Generals fall to 5-12 and 2-7. Sandy Valley got by Claymont 66-40. Danny Bartholomew and Dante Tucci had 20 apiece for the Cardinals as they improved to 13-3. Taryn Harris led the Mustangs with 14 points as they dropped to 3-13. Dover defeated Marietta 46-33 behind Ian Sexton 16 and Colin Whitman's 15. The Tornadoes improved to 10-5, 8-3 in ECOL play. The Strasburg Tigers down TCC 56-34 to improve to 13-1 and 7-1 in the IBC. Mitch Niedenthal led all scorers with 20 points, and Braden Culler led the Saints with 11 as they dropped to 6-10, 4-5 in conference. The Highland Hawks over Buckeye Trail 67-37. Despite trailing 19-17 late in the first quarter, Eric, the Hawks went on a 41-9 run to pull away to improve to 12-5 and 6-2.
It was history from there, and they did not look back.
41-9 run. Shoof. That is crazy. Garaway, they hammered Newcomerstown 80-36 as Malik Schaefer pumped in 18 as the Pirates go to 10-5, 7-2 in the IVC. The Trojans dropped to 1-14 and 0-9 and were led by Jamar Stearns with 13. Tusky Valley over Conotton Valley, 66-41 as Jared Kinzel, Jeremy Salvo, and Owen Clugston put up 14 each. The Trojans moved to 4-12, 1-8 in the IVC. Ray Burdett led the Rockets with 21 points as they fall to 4-10, 0-9.
Conotton Valley still searching for that first IVC win.
Did you say big game, Ray?
Big game, Ray Burdett. Yes. All right. East Canton squeezed by Malvern. How about this one? Kind of a shocker there, I think. 54-43 as the Hornets improved to 8-6 and 5-3 in the IBC. The other Hornets, the Green Hornets, they dropped to 10-6 and 5-4.
Yeah, that was an upset Tuesday night.
Yeah, sure. I think so too. Mark Maley not even on the score list there. Wayndale survived West Holmes 58-56 as Chase Wells took the inbound, went coast to coast, but his buzzer beater rolled out at the buzzer. Wells had 21 to lead the Knights, who dropped to 5-10. Carrollton outlasted Edison 44-43 as Thomas Chase Mamaro led the Warriors with 16. The Warriors now 4-12. And on Wednesday night in boys action, Strasburg pounded Newcomerstown 72-26 behind Mitch Niedenthal 16, Andrew Cregan's 14. Tigers jump up to 15-1. The Trojans drop to 1-15. They were led by Levi Kilpatrick with 10 points. All right, moving to girls action from Wednesday. Highland used a strong third quarter to pull away from Garaway 52-32 as Highland improves to 14-4 and 10-0 in the IVC. Tiffany Weaver and Morgan McMillan led the Lady Hawks with 10 apiece. Garaway drops to 12-4, 7-2 in league play as Sid Mullett tallied 11. Then on Thursday night, the Lady Hawks come back and get head coach Dave Slabaugh his 600th career victory as they defeated Newcomerstown. Eric McElroy, you're sitting down. Are you ready for this score?
I am sitting down. This is ridiculous. Hold on. I don't know if I've heard this yet or not.
90-9.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought I heard you say 90-9.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
90-9. All 13 of the Lady Hawks scored, led by Morgan McMillan's 21. Taylor Lafferty had 6 of the 9 points for the Lady Trojans.
You know, I'm not sure what to think about that, really. I mean, you got to score.
Played everybody.
But no, you got to score 90 points. I understand that you're just playing your game, and I'm not getting on them, but come on. Take your foot off the gas. Quit trying to show your dominance. If you win 49-9, there's no difference than win 80-9 or 90-9. Come on now. I mean, there's no reason.
Regardless.
90-9.
Zero reason for what he did.
90-9 has a nice ring to it, though.
It does.
It sounds
zero
nice.
Reason for that.
Dave Slabaugh, of course, Division IV state champions in 2008, 2006, 2005, and 2000. They were the runner-ups in 13, 12, 10, and 9, 13 regional championships. 600 wins. Congratulations, Dave Slabaugh.
He played whatever, but doesn't he have a freshman team he could have played?
Joe's still on this.
I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
Come on.
Put the eighth graders in, maybe?
Put the freshmen in, let them play.
He did. He played all 13 kids.
Well, don't put your varsity back in.
You're right. Chris has a good point. I mean, if everybody scores and the last player on the bench has played 10-plus minutes, so, I mean, what are you supposed to do at that point?
Just throw the ball around the circle?
They want to score. If I'm a freshman and I'm getting to play, I'm scoring.
Yeah, I'm with Kale on this.
Okay.
But if you have a kid that's at the end of that, you're not going to like that.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? When your boys grow up and they get a beating like that?
Okay, do high school sports, do they not teach great life lessons, good and both bad?
They do, but they not do. To that point.
I'm just
saying. I mean,
90-9?
It is what it is.
Okay.
All right, Tusky Valley routed Canaan Valley 70-37. Boston McKinney became just the fourth Lady Trojan to join the 1,000-point club.
How about that?
She also set a new school record with 8 3-point field goals in a game. She led the way with 26 points. Tusky Valley 15-3, 10-0 in the IVC. Sid Lyon led the Lady Rockets with 19. Dover hammered Meadowbrook 71-24 as Jada Weston dropped 18 points. Jordan Kaiser added a double-double with 11 and 12. The Lady Tornadoes improved to 13-6, 8-4 in ECOL play. Dover definitely playing much better than they started the year. Coach T-Max got them playing well.
Yeah, they're playing very well, and we'll see Dover see how they end up the season.
Chris's
yeah,
I nickname, agree. Coach T-Mac.
T-Mac, baby.
He has a nickname for everyone.
I try. Sandy Valley.
From Dover, at least.
They downed Strasburg 68-29 as the Lady Cards improved to 12-7, 6-4 in the IBC, guaranteeing them the first winning season in 12 years. Sophomore Carly Altimore led the way with 19. Jolie Shupa led the Lady Tigers with 19.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, the first time in 12 years, they're winning season for the girls' basketball team. Yeah,
congratulations to the Lady Cards. Malvern took care of East Canton 59-35 as Kelsey Hewlett dropped 37 in a perfect 12-for-12 from the charity stripe.
She's really good.
You ain't kidding. The Lady Hornets are now 14-4 and 8-2 in the IVC.
Didn't Malvern a couple years ago have a Loomis? Wasn't that her?
Yes, Sarah Loomis.
And then they had somebody before her.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It seems like every year they have a really good dominant female player. Malvern just keeps churning them out, you know?
And then Newcomerstown, prior to them getting shellacked by the Lady Hawks, did squeeze by Ridgewood 42-41 on Wednesday night behind Taylor Lafferty's 19.
Their first IVC win this year.
Yeah, Callie Redis led the Lady Generals with 13. Buckeye Trail over Claymont 50-33. And Steubenville Central over Indian Valley 59-34. Allie Kautz led the way for the Lady Braves with 11. And then the last game on Thursday, West Holmes beat Mansfield Madison 56-44 behind Kaylor Peroni's 15. Moving on to wrestling action from Wednesday night, Claymont defeated host New Lexington 51-15 for the D2 Region 13 title of the 2018 Dual Team Tournament, and will wrestle in the state tournament on Sunday, February 11th at St. John Arena.
Did you say Sunday? Sunday, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Thanks for catching that. They will wrestle at St. John Arena. Noah Edwards, Ashton Eiler, Blake Leinard, Jarrett Warrington, Jerome Tucker, Max Peters, Briar Cato, and Cole Abiel were winners for the Mustangs. The Mustangs defeated number one Steubenville 42-27 in the semis. So congratulations to the Mustangs. In D1, Perry stopped Carrollton 56-9 to win the regional title. Carrollton held off Austintown Fitch, the host of that tournament, 33-31 in the semis. In D3, Buckeye Local knocked off Newcomerstown 42-40 to claim the Region 21 semis. The sectional assignments were set earlier this week, with Claymont and Sandy Valley hosting the D2 and D3 sectionals Saturday, February 24th. Claymont will host Carrollton, Indian Valley, West Holmes in their 10-team field. Sandy Valley hosts Newcomerstown, Garaway, Tusky Valley, Malvern, and TCC in their 16-team event. Steubenville hosts the sectional that will have New Philadelphia, Harrison Central, and Riverview in it. Barnesville hosts Coshocton and Ridgewood in their 17-team tourney. And Dover is in Division One. They will compete at Perry. All those on February 24th. Again, wrestling confuses me because the duels, they're going to state, but yet sectionals are still taking place.
But then there's still other matches going on.
It's so confusing to me.
It's like individuals, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think the individual stuff, it's still confusing.
All you need to know is that it's a great time of year for high school sports because, one, wrestling tournaments, high school basketball tournaments right around the corner. Then before you know it, it's March Madness time and everything.
It means it's getting warmer, hopefully.
Yes, and then softball, baseball start, and track and field, and all that good stuff. So bowling from Wednesday, New Philadelphia girls beat Heritage Christian 16-66. They couldn't have got one more pin. 16-66.
Yeah, I know.
To 12-45, Indian Valley and Harrison Central split as the Ivy girls won.
Like
and
I
Harrison
said, high
Central
school sports
won.
Teaches lessons.
Yes,
sometimes.
It does. Don't roll a 6-6-6. Thursday, New Philadelphia boys over Canton South 26-06 to 22-09 as Christian Engel rolled a 4-62 series. Canton South defeated the New Philadelphia girls 20-44 to 18-45. Paige Keller with a 187 for the Quakers.
I've got too many numbers in my head right now.
In the Indian Valley girls, they beat Zanesville as the Blue Devils got revenge on the Braves on the boys' side. Swimming action, the Dover girls improved to 12-1, and the boys improved to 10-3 by defeating New Philadelphia and Steubenville in that triple meet, or whatever you want to call it.
Tri meet.
Yeah, tri meet, whatever.
Triangular?
Yeah, well, that's in wrestling, so okay. I don't know if they call that swimming or not.
It'd be a three-way.
All right, moving on. On the girls' side, Dover finished with a 220, New Philadelphia 43, Steubenville an 11. And on the boys' side, Dover with a 173, New Philadelphia 93, Steubenville a 9. Hunter Armstrong broke the team record in the 500 free with a time of 4 minutes, 49 seconds. Pretty impressive. And then today's schedule, Friday's schedule, swimming, lake at New Philadelphia. And then on the boys' basketball side, there you go. And our thoughts and prayers to the cheerleader that passed away on that accident heading to school. Thoughts and prayers to everybody up at Uniontown Lake. I know your alma mater. You want to have anything to say about that?
I mean, not too much. It's just a sad situation that the community's dealing with. Earlier this week, New Philadelphia boys were supposed to go to Lake and play on that day, but they canceled the game because of that whole situation. So,
and rightfully so.
That game is now going to be made up on February 13th.
Okay.
That Tuesday right before.
Oh, an interesting date.
Yes.
Remember, coming up here in a moment, we will talk with Matt Vall on New Philadelphia basketball boys.
$1 billion.
I wish. Go ahead, Chris.
If I do that, I cover up the zit on my mouth, too.
One back on your neck?
Yeah.
No, you should see the huge one out here in my face.
Yeah, I
ended up messing with it the other day.
I'm glad the camera's getting your good side.
That's why I wanted the camera up there, I guess, now that I thought about it.
All right, so boys basketball. Canaan Valley travels to Strasburg. Dover travels to Cambridge. Indian Valley hosts Claymont. Tuskegee Valley, they host East Canton. Tuslaw travels to Fairless. Sandy Valley at TCC. West Branch heads down to Carrollton. Triway at Garraway. Buckeye Trail at Ridgewood. Riverview travels to Coshocton. West Holmes hosts Mount Vernon in Newcomberstown at Highland Varsity only. And then the game we're going to lead into the interview with, Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia. And earlier this week, Joe was able to catch up with New Philadelphia head basketball coach Matt Vall.
It's time to welcome in New Philadelphia head basketball coach Matt Vall. Coach, congratulations on your great start this year, 11-4, 8-2 in the ECOL. Your team's been playing well as of late. You had a couple cancellations, but so far the Quakers have been having a good 2017-2018 season.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We have got off to a good start this year. We have a great group of kids that work real, real hard. And it's fun to see these guys grow, mature, and develop as a team. And the nice thing about this group is, you know, we haven't hit our peak. We haven't had that peak game yet. But we're just steadily getting better and working hard.
Coach, talk about your team a little bit. Joe Boos, your senior leader, 12 points a game, and also Jelani Walker, 8 points a game. Only two seniors on your team, but they're leading a well-balanced starting five, led by your son, Nate Vall. But Joe Boos and Walker kind of lead the way as seniors.
Oh, no question. These guys bring it every day. They're hungry. They want to do well. They want to be winners. Their intentions to detail is just getting better day by day. They lead by example. They're talented. Jelani's a very quick on-ball defensive player, handles our point guard responsibilities. His assist game to turnover has really improved since the very beginning. He's doing an outstanding job being our floor leader. And Joe Booz is a kid that can score anywhere. He's very skilled. He's kind of labeled as a post player, but really he can play positions 1 through 5 and gives us a lot of versatility in that regard. And because of those things, you know, he's just a mismatch for a lot of people.
Coach, you're coming off a win against Coshocton last Friday night. Your team been playing well as of late. You stumbled once or twice here in the young 2018 part of the schedule. But you do have Meadowbrook coming up Friday, who you failed to at the buzzer. You were telling me that game you had a chance to win. They hit a three at the buzzer to knock you off down in Baysville. But you get that chance at revenge this Friday night.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to Friday night against Meadowbrook. That is our last ECL loss. We did get beat at the buzzer. Kid hit a 21-footer in the corner with hand up. But that's just how those things go. Our kids did everything well that game except shoot the ball well. And we gave them one last possession, and they took advantage of it. That's a key matchup because right now both teams are tied for second place. Both teams are one game out from first place in order to have a chance to win a conference championship, and that's what we're all shooting for. You know, we got to hold serve at our home court, and it's a matchup that we are going to be hungry and looking forward to.
And Coach, you turn around on Saturday and you got to play Steubenville, the Big Red. They'll come in and give you a test as well, but then you know, you kind of get these two tests out of the way, and then next Friday the 9th you got the crosstown game against the rival Dover Tornadoes. So your schedule's really shaping up to give you some tests over the next week or so.
Oh, yeah. Our last 7 games, it's brutal. You know, and it starts this weekend. And obviously, Dover's Dover, and they're playing really, really well. I don't know if they've lost in 2018. And then we also got Lake Blue Streaks, who are leading the Federal League. We got to go to McKinley, Camp McKinley, another perennial program as well. Cambridge at home, and then finish up at Zanesville. So you look at those 7 games, and that's what you want at this time of the year. Our kids want to be tested, they want to be challenged, and that's the greatest thing about our schedule. There's really no off games at all.
Coach, you mentioned the late game that was supposed to be played on Tuesday night, January 30th. That game had to be rescheduled due to the tragedy at Lake with a cheerleader passing away in a car accident. Your thoughts about that? I know you want to say something to the Lake community.
Yeah, and, it really hurts the fact that my son Nate plays with one of the kids from Lake on the AAU team, and I know the cheerleader was very popular and was well-liked in that school, and our thoughts and prayers are no doubt out for them, and, there is a connection, and I just feel really bad, and, that's something that, you know, our young people, that we just got to cherish everything that we have. And like I said, that's very sad news. And, understandingly that, we would definitely postpone going up there.
Absolutely. Coach, we talked a little bit about JV freshmen, even down in the 8th and 7th grade. With only 2 seniors on your varsity club this year, the future looks pretty bright for the Quakers.
Yeah, we're working at it. That's something that my coaching staff, we put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, provide opportunities for our kids to get better in the off season with our young kids. As you're getting involved with the program, being our second year, we're starting to have those relationships and connections with those kids, and we're excited about what our young kids are doing. It's a good thing. We're just going to keep grinding, keep working at it, weight room, all-season conditioning, camps, individual workouts, all that good stuff.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time out of your day and joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show to talk about the New Philadelphia Quakers and your season so far. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. We had your partner in crime, so to speak, Tracy Payne, on last Friday to talk about the girls. New Philadelphia girls are doing quite well this year again. You left them in good hands, Coach.
Yeah, well, she's a great leader, so I'm very proud of what those girls are accomplishing, and they got a lot of great things to look forward to.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That's New Philadelphia boys basketball coach Matt Vall joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show right here on Z Country 99.9.